Greg Powell, it's great to have you here with us.
Terrific, Alex. It's always an honor. Really. I mean, you know, my big shot publishers out of New York, I say, I want to launch my book on the Alex Jones Show. And they go, what's Alex Jones? You know, like they're in the little New York towers. They don't understand what the people are listening to. So that's why even they are surprised that my book is a bestseller again. You know, so thank you, Alex, because you're getting that word out.
Tell us about Armed Madhouse.
Well, I mean, it starts out like Who's Afraid of Osama? Well, if you go from the war on terror to Iraq to Venezuela, those who don't know me, I do investigative reporting for BBC television. I have to do over there because investigative reporting here is, I think, against Patriot Act 3 or something. They don't allow this stuff on the air. What I've got here, for example, are the secret plans for the oil fields of Iraq, which I was able to get out of Houston, which are written for the Iraqi government, imposed by the State Department, but written up by Big Oil. I've got here the inside documents from Choice Point and the companies which are illegally, you know, sucking up information about you and me and renting it out to the government. So you have like 60 illustrations in this beast because it's all these documents marked secret and confidential you're not supposed to see. And BBC will actually allow me to go get them, but they won't allow me to show it on US TV. I am completely, totally locked out of American television.
Well, this is smoking gun type stuff that you have. You've done a lot of the original research on this. It's been confirmed. It's been vetted. This is the same stuff that the Treasury Secretary O'Neill was telling us that you actually get the documents.
Right.
This is war profiteering in the extreme. This is serious crime, in my opinion. And historically, we have that precedent of the oil companies writing up the oil policy for the Iraqi government to basically then hand it over to them, proving that one of the pillars of this invasion is about snatching trillions of dollars in oil.
And controlling it. See, one of the weird things is, and one of the horrible things is, I got two documents. A lot of, you know, they say, oh, conspiracy nuts think that Bush had a secret plan to seize and control the oil fields of Iraq before the invasion and even before September 11th. And that's not true, Alex, because I looked it up and we dug it out and we found out he had two plans. And the two plans, one written up by neocons, one written up by Big Oil. And the Big Oil plan, which is the one that ultimately won out, is not about, believe it or not, it's not about going to get the oil. It's not about blood for oil, it's about blood for no oil. They're not going in there to get you the oil to make it cheap to fill your Hummer. They are going in. They're using the 82nd Airborne as Exxon's exploration company, not to find oil and bring it back, but to find oil and turn off the spigots. You read, I have a 323-page document written by Big Oil, the James Baker III Institute, Council on Foreign Relations. I know that a lot of people say, oh, this is conspiracy stuff. You have to understand, I found out these guys wrote up our policy because they told me themselves, the oil execs themselves, and the James Baker people. If you don't know James Baker, he was Secretary of State under Bush 1, Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan. He represents, he's the lawyer for ExxonMobil, the lawyer for the Saudi Arabian government, and the lawyer kind of consigliere for the Bush family. And it's his crew that put this together. Now, they say that they didn't put it together. Or they said they didn't even talk to me. And they threatened to sue, by the way, Harper's Magazine when I outed this stuff. Then the editor of Harper's said, you never talked to Palace? I said, that's right. They said, okay, what part of this audio tape is not you? Because that's one thing I do.